All right, welcome back to this week's episode of the Reignite Your Results podcast. And this is my first episode coming to you from Bali, my new home. And what I want to dive in today is why so many of you are dying from what's eating you rather than just from what you are actually eating. Like, so many people focus on bad diets and you're doing this and you're doing that and that's unhealthy and don't do that because that's sugar free and this will do this to your brain. And like, I get all of that, right? And as somebody who has multiple degrees both in exercise science and nutrition science, I understand it all from a scientific point of view. But what you got to understand is that that's not what's killing most people. What's killing most people is what's eating them, because what's eating them is leading to what they're eating. And what I mean, right, and we're going to dive into this in this episode, is that how you are feeling on a daily basis, what's consuming you, what is your entire daily conversations like within your head, you know, the way that you're speaking to yourself, the things that you're focusing on, those are the things that are eating at you, right? They're eating at your self-confidence, they're eating at your self-belief, they're eating at your level of self-worth, right? And the more that you allow those things to eat away at you, the more that you are going to start doing things that aren't in line with who you want to be. And for some people, that's eating. For some people, that's alcohol. For some people, it's abuse. For some people, it's, you know, staying in a relationship that they shouldn't be in, you know, for far longer than they should, right? There's lots of different ways that we allow things to eat us, right? To chip away at our happiness more than anything, right? And our level of self-love, right? And I want to really give you a couple of things to focus on in this week's episode that you can take away and put into practice. All right. Now, the first thing that you got to realize is that if you are consumed on a daily basis by negative emotions, I want you to take a step back for a second and understand that that is a choice. All right, whether it's circumstantial, whether it's situational, like it's your environment, it's your relationship, it's one of your kids is not well or suffering, whatever else that might be, if your entire daily existence is surrounded by negative emotions, that's going to eat away at you. That's going to change your perspective. How are you going to see things from a positive point of view when it comes to yourself, when it comes to your life, when it comes to you taking action? And that can be really easy to say too. Like, if you have financial hardship and it seems like your back's against the wall and everything seems negative, it's really hard to find a positive perspective. Yet those negative emotions are the reasons why you're not doing the things to change your outcome. They're consuming you. They're holding you back. It's what leads to procrastination or what leads to self-doubt. So you're not putting yourself out there. You're not making the phone call. You're not sending the email. You're not creating the video. You're not talking to your partner. You're not, you know, putting something in place that you wanted to be. You're not starting the career that you wanted to start. You're not exercising. You're not getting up and going to the gym. You're not making better choices. Like, these negative emotions that you are allowing to consume you, even if it feels like the world is at you, you have to understand that it's your choice whether you want those things to control you or not, whether you want those emotions to then dictate your outcomes. All right, because that's the stuff that eats away at you, right? These negative emotions compound over time. Right? Which leads me to, you know, the whole theory of death by a thousand cuts. And it's not this one gigantic thing that sometimes some of you have gone through, some of you wouldn't have, right? Like, you know, something serious that might happen, or for a lot of our clients, they get to a point where, you know, their health is at risk. But it wasn't suddenly this one thing that made that happen. It was the constant little cuts over time that created the wound, right? And basically for a lot of you, you're dying on a daily basis with these negative conversations, with these negative emotions, with this just cutting and chipping away at who it is that you want to be until there's nothing left. And you wonder how you ended up where you ended up. You didn't end up here because it was just one thing. It's like I tell a lot of my clients, it's not the last donut that you ate that made you overweight, right? It's all the little choices over time stacked up that got you to this point. And it's going to be the same getting back in shape or staying in shape. You still have to make those choices, right? If I make those choices short term and then I go back to old habits and I self-sabotage, I'm just going to go down the same road of this death by a thousand cuts. I'm going to constantly keep creating a bigger and bigger wound until it feels like the wound's too big for me to be able to do anything about. And then for our clients, they go for gastric bands, they go for gastric sleeves, they go for weight loss tablets, they go for weight loss injections. They go for anything that they can because the wound is so big now, they just want to solve it. They're in so much pain that they're finally ready to do something. And I want to make sure that you never get to that point, right? That you stop yourself before you ever get that far down the road, right? Or before that wound becomes that big. Which then leads to, again, if I know I want to do something, but I'm not doing it because of all of these negative emotions and feelings, now I'm not doing the things that I told myself that I was going to do. And then I stay stuck in procrastination. And then I feel stuck. And then I get overwhelmed. Then I'm frustrated. Then I'm pissed off. Then I'm unhappy. And then I go back through the same cycle. All right. And even in this week's mindset video that I shared while I was walking down the beach, like I literally break down for you, you know, why you're allowing or why your results don't care at all how you're feeling. And if you want to achieve something, you're going to have to find a set of actions to take regardless of how you feel. If things are eating you up, if you don't like who you are, if you don't like how you look, if you don't like how you're feeling, if you don't like what you're doing, you have to pick a set of actions that you will commit to on a daily basis regardless of how you feel. Because right now, let's face it, if you're in a position where you feel like things are eating away at you every day, you aren't feeling good anyway. So trying to do things from a place of feeling shitty is never going to work. Trying to wait until you feel better before you start, it's never going to happen. Pick those actions and commit to it regardless of how you feel. All right? This is a big one. All right? We got two more points to cover in today's episode, but what are you willing to give up? All right, or more importantly, what you have to be willing to give up. All right, because what I want you to realize is that choosing these emotions, choosing this pattern, choosing this cycle, right, it's a choice, and you have to be willing to give up on that choice. You have to be willing to give up on the old you, the one that you don't like, on the one that you are talking negatively to every single day, to the conversations that why you ended up where you are, what happened, whose fault, the stories that dictate all the reasons why you are where you are, and you know, this happened and it used to be better and that could be better and then that happened and this happened and everything else. Like, everybody has stories, and what you have to be willing to give up are the stories and the things and the memories and the conversations and the self-talk that doesn't serve you. Because it's fucking chewing you up inside and it is going to destroy you. Right? And that sounds very full on, right? My Darth Vader voice. But it is literally going to ruin everything in your life. So, are you willing to give it up? Because if you are willing to give it up, you then need to be prepared to do the next thing here. And this is the last thing I'm going to share with you today. Celebrate your failures. Celebrate them. Because most people are too afraid to fucking fail. They're too afraid to try again just in case they fail. They're too afraid to put themselves out there in case they fail. I want you to celebrate your failures because now you're going to school. Now you are learning. Now you are going to discover the things that are going to serve you better moving forward. Because again, remember, we're giving up on our stories about our failures. We're giving up and we're letting go of the reasons why we failed. Doesn't matter. We're just going to take the lessons from our failures and we're going to celebrate them, and then we're going to take action on them regardless of how we feel, so that we start repairing this wound one band-aid at a time, where we flip these negative emotions around and we start focusing on positive emotions, choosing a couple of things that make us happy. And here's the crazy thing. When you start to take those actions, those non-negotiable actions that we talked about before that you do regardless of how you feel, something pretty incredible happens. And I say incredible because it'll happen without you planning it. You will naturally start to have more positive emotions. You will naturally start having more positive self-talk. You will start feeling better. You will start even seeing how you look in a better light, just from the actions that you committed to, regardless of the feelings. Because remember, you didn't do those actions because it was going to make you feel a different way or because of how you felt. You did them because they're your non-negotiables that are in line with who you want to be. So if you can take anything out of this week's episode, have a look at what's eating you. Really break down everything that is consuming you and commit to what you need to take action on that's going to move you away from where you are right now, regardless of how you feel. Be prepared to give up the shit that you've been wearing as like a badge of honor for how life did you a hard deal or how tough things have been for you, because again, that badge is the reason why you still have a wound. It's the reason why you're still stuck. Get rid of it. Let it go. Give up on it. And start charging forward, celebrating your failures. Because it's in our greatest failures that we achieve our highest levels of success. It's through those failures that we learn what we need to do to succeed and who we are. And that's why I love the women that we help on a daily basis that come to us regardless of how many failures they've gone through. And then I allow them and I give them a process. When I say I allow them, I allow them to own that, right? To stand in it and then choose a better way forward, which is focusing on the who and not just the how. The how is easy, but if you're not committed to the who, you're never going to do the how long enough for it to ever matter. You're just going to keep jumping from one how to the next how, but the who is never going to change. The wounds are still going to be here. The death by a thousand cuts is still going to be happening, and your actions are still going to be dictated by your feelings, and you're not going to be doing what you want to be able to do because you're afraid of failure. All right. I hope that hit true. And as always, if you feel like somebody would benefit from this, all right, make sure that you share it with them. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, make sure you go ahead and do that. And I look forward to connecting with you in some way, shape, or form this week.